skies in Nashville. Right now, it's mostly sunny. We could see partly sunny skies through the day, but still, there is a 40, 50, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, depending on where you are in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The U.S. Army briefly suspended the Fort Campbell base crews of two Apache helicopters after their pit stop at Kid Rock's property over the weekend. Then, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth reversed that suspension. The performer posted a video of himself on Saturday, clapping and saluting while one of the helicopters hovered near his hillside pool for about 20 seconds. The Army first announced an administrative review. Reuters and the Associated Press reported the suspensions yesterday. But by the end of the day, Hegseth posted on social media that there would be no punishment or investigation. Kid Rock is an entertainer who's an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump. He told WKRN on Monday that it's not uncommon for helicopters from nearby Fort Campbell to fly near his home. Governor Bill Lee's proposal to double the size of Tennessee's new private school voucher program faces critical votes this week. The Senate and House Finance Committees are weighing in on whether to expand from 20,000 to 40,000 vouchers. The Nashville Banner's Sarah Grace Taylor tells This Is Nashville the expansion would add nearly $150 million to the budget in a tight year.
The kind of on-the-fence Republicans, or even some of the ones that have stepped away from the program, have pretty much exclusively cited financial concerns for why they're opposed to voting for it this year or voting for the expansion.
Meanwhile, an amendment to the House's school voucher expansion bill would also require proof of students' immigration status. Here's how it works. Tennessee gives money to public schools based on the number and needs of students that attend, and the state currently makes up for lost revenue if a school loses students, for example, to private schools. The proposed amendment obtained by the Tennessee Lookout would require public schools to prove that the students they lost were citizens, legal residents, or in immigration proceedings without a final deportation order. The bill is set to be heard in the House Finance Subcommittee today. Meanwhile, the Senate is advancing its own version of the voucher expansion. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.